Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or as my ex-co-host, the other Dave Navarro, would say, numero uno. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, and Spotify. About to be syndicated on Deezer. I don't know what the fuck Deezer is, but Deezer!
Nice.
Yeah, all right.
Deezer.
Okay, and if things go well soon, maybe we'll be on TV and some AM/FM channels. We're going to cross our fingers and really, really pray. Okay, the husband's an atheist. He's not going to pray, but I'm going to pray.
Right.
He'll cross his fingers. Anyway, this is your hostess with the mostess, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And this is my awesome co-host, James J.J. Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
Right. Hey, look. We
what
are
up?
Not,
can you hear
I'm
your
not,
voice now?
Right. I'm not going to pray.
We're just gonna talk to our investor and give him a real good idea of what we have in plan for the future. So I don't think
I'm gonna rewrite everything. I'm rewriting all of my notes so it's more organized and better looking.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna be prepared for this bitch.
Right.
Anyway, being prepared is a wonderful thing.
We have an investor, a potential investor.
Yes.
That'll really
anyone else who wants to invest. I mean, like, advertise on our radio shows. We have your products at our concerts and events. You can have a table at our concerts and events. We have a lot of them upcoming.
You can sponsor an event.
Yeah, sponsor an event.
Absolutely.
We will give you advertising and trade for sponsorship. And we will have your – we'll wear your T-shirt on the air. We'll wear it at the concerts. Whatever you want us to do.
Yeah, right.
Just don't ask me to – pedal on a unicycle. That's not gonna happen.
Or walk and chew bubble gum at the same time.
I can do that. I'm not blonde anymore. Leave me alone.
What was I talking about myself? Pat your head and rub your belly at the same time.
Damn, he can do it. I'm surprised. You're not blonde, obviously. Okay, anyway.
Not what people can see.
Is there something I should know?
Yeah, after the show.
He dyed his pubes. Anyway. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to go there. Anyway, sometimes we get naughty here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Anyway, for those of you who think
that's
he's just my co-host, he's not. Anyway, we're here.
I'm also a client.
Client of what? No, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're here in wonderful Sherman Oaks, California.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day from our studios in Sherman Oaks, California. Looking out the window. It's gorgeous, beautiful day.
Puffy
it's all
clouds,
sunny and stuff, yes.
Thinking of other puffing.
Yeah. We have a perfect guest for that subject.
Yes.
We are here with esteemed author and, she's an award-winning author.
Ooh, all right.
Four times.
Four-time award-winning author, Lori Finkelstein.
Right.
And she is here with her awesome, amazing book, Next Therapist, Please.
Ooh, I like that title.
Now, I have said that several times myself. Like, sorry. Do you know how long?
Next.
I literally, it took me so long. I finally found a counselor that worked. I'm not talking about a psychiatrist because they churn through those like butter. Like you'll get one every other month. I swear to God, because like they change, they go to another clinic, they go to another hospital, they whatever.
That's weird.
And then so you end up getting a whole nother psychiatrist, and it just keeps happening like that. But the psychiatrist,
but that's not helping you.
No, but the psychiatrist really, in essence, are only there to prescribe you medication.
Oh,
they're not right. there to listen to your problems.
A psychologist?
They don't give a fuck about your problems. No, a psychiatrist.
No, I mean,
it has to be a psychiatrist because they're legally licensed to prescribe medication.
Right.
Psychologists cannot.
Right.
See, I learned that in college. In my psychology course, there's no, it says, what is the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist? Yeah. And it said, and you had to take, this was a question on your midterm or your finals.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know the answer to this question. And the only difference is one can prescribe medication and one cannot. A psychiatrist can prescribe medication.
So they went to school
longer. A psychologist cannot. I'm not sure why it is one can and one can't. Mm-hmm. I just know that you know, I found that out taking all my psychology courses, you know, so I thought that was funny.
And it's really odd because coordinating the two sometimes doesn't always mesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I spend 10 minutes with my psychiatrist, but an hour with my therapist.
Yes, it's totally different. So you spend they say therapist, counselor, same thing. So, yes. You know, whatever label you want to put on it.
Okay.
I finally found a counselor that worked for me in Maine. I had the guy, his name was Jim Law. Shout out to Jim Law if you're listening. Probably not, but shout out. He moved practices from Auburn, Maine to Portland, Maine. Okay. I had him for 6 years. Now, I clown all the time because I say, it's a pretty funny one. I've had my psychiatrist longer, or my counselor longer than any man I've been in a relationship with.
That's really good.
I was with this counselor for 6 years. That's longer than any relationship I've ever had with a male. I had one made it for 5 years.
That was so close.
Well, he was really close. But close doesn't, what is that? Close only counts in hand grenades and something.
And pregnancy.
And pregnancy. I don't know. Something stupid, yeah. Whatever that damn saying is, but
some
yeah.
horseshoes or something.
Yeah, hand grenades and horseshoes or something. Okay, I never quite understood what the fuck that meant, but hey, whatever. You know, basically. I don't know. Have you ever found that, Lori, that you've had the same type of experiences that you struggled through? Like, I mean, the name of your book says it all. Next therapist, please.
Yes.
Like. What was the longest you've ever had a counselor and or psychiatrist?
I think my current therapist is the longest one I've had. We're going on 3 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very hard to find.
She's a miracle. I'll give a shout out. Dr. Carrie L. Ross, you rock.
What's up?
What
up?
Thank you.
What up? We hope you're watching the show right now.
I hope so.
Because she needs you.
I need you.
We need you. We need people like you.
Right.
And she's taught me more than any other therapist has done the other six, no, I got a little here and there, but nothing that really stuck that I could use to work with my anxiety, depression, and OCD.
Mm. Oh, shout out also, this broadcast and episode is being brought to you courtesy of, Get Real Global Entertainment, as well as Black Chateau Enterprises.
Desiree Duffy.
Shout out to Desiree. Yes. I know you couldn't be here today, but I know you're watching. You said you were gonna, or you at least watched the rebroadcast. We can't wait a second. But we understand you have big things going on tomorrow at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Very exciting things.
They're going to be getting awards and stuff. It's awesome. I would like to be there if I can.
I will try.
My damnedest, because I want to be as supportive of you guys as you are of me.
And I'm winning an award,
which is
so
a big thing.
Exciting.
Do I have to get on a list or something or get some tickets? How does this work?
Oh, no, I can get you in.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how, but I will.
Okay. We always tell people, just put us on your name at our names on your list at the door or something like that. Or leave tickets for us at the window or whatever. Yes. That's how we usually do it. You know what I mean? Because we want to be there, be supportive, but we're also broke.
Right.
We struggling in America.
But we'll get you there.
That would be awesome. because I've always wanted to check out the Sportsman's Lodge too.
It's such a cool.
It's
a cool place. It's been there forever.
I've been wanting to have events there forever. I wanted to have my speed dating event there.
Really?
Because there's a hotel next door.
Right.
That's attached to it.
Darn that.
You
summer.
Go to get lucky. Hey, there's a hotel
speed
right
dating.
There.
Yeah. May lead to speed.
Well, I hope not. That just kind of suck. Huh? Anyway.
Things happen.
Yeah. For all our female listeners out there.
He may be amused,
don't settle.
But he's amusing.
Don't settle. Anyway. We don't. Those are certain areas you don't want speediness in.
You will take your time.
Unless you're like Dean Winchester on Supernatural earlier, and she was hoping you would just hurry up. But you took way long. I was like, shut up, bitch. You should be so lucky. Anyway.
Her favorite show.
My favorite show in the whole world. Yeah. Craziness. Now, how long have you been a writer? How long have you...
Well, I started writing Next Therapist Please probably 12 years ago. Mm. But it started out as journal entries, and then it morphed into, these are interesting, let's put it into a romantic comedy. And then it was like, okay, how do I do that? I wasn't a writer, but I learned. And I started writing, and then I learned the mechanics of it by watching webinars and podcasts and YouTube and reading books.
Try to be like a better writer and stuff?
Right, like the mechanics of like, plot and all that. And
I have to do this myself.
I know, I actually
have to. That's why I'm trying to learn, because I'm going to have to do all this myself.
But the book came together rather easily in the writing of it, the structure. But emotionally, it was difficult, so I would put it away for 5 years or so and then pick it up again.
Okay, because it dredged up a lot of old feelings.
Absolutely.
Our
family vacations gone wrong. All of my therapy sessions, all of my therapists are in the book. And the conversations are my actual conversations with my therapist.
So you just changed the name of the therapist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
To
protect the NSN.
Hey, I gotta ask, you know what I mean? Some people would really put that shit in there. Like I just said Jim Law's name on the air right now, you know what I'm saying? That was his real name. Like I was saying, you gotta write it in a book and you gotta put it in. Yeah, you gotta change stuff up.
Gotta change stuff up, but then I found out I loved
writing.
Don't
wanna get sued.
Yeah. I loved it, and I couldn't stop. And so I am on my rewrites of my third book. My second book is will be published soon.
That's awesome.
February 2019.
Good for you.
So I'm really on a roll.
Congratulations.
And it's a great experience.
That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Do you feel that the books have really helped you work through some of your issues?
Absolutely.
I mean, outside of just being, in therapy with the therapist, like outside of all that.
Yeah. Through every step of the way, I need to widen my comfort level. I have high anxiety, and that my comfort level was very small. I had social anxiety. I still do to a degree, but I have methods of coping with it. And I lost my train of thought. I think it was that music.
My bad. I'm trying to share the video so people can go
video.
Watch us. They can see us, what we're doing. My bad. You were saying how you love writing.
Yes, I do love writing. It is very therapeutic. I'm a creative person. I grew up as a visual artist, and this taps into a creative part of me that I didn't know I had. I loved reading, so writing, I believe, came naturally.
Okay.
Out of that love.
I've been writing since I was a kid, but I never really took it serious like that, so
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we were talking about comfort zones.
So
by writing a book, suddenly you need to promote it. Okay, that was a big leap and stretch.
Okay.
And then there were radio interviews, big stretch. talking on panels at workers' writers' conferences, that's a big stretch. Just talking to people in general. All of those things, I had to stretch my comfort zone. And it's right. painful, but when you do it, it's a big accomplishment, and then you can stretch more. It's, okay. it's like hard exercise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared just thinking about, like, doing all these concerts and getting up in front of people on a stage and, like, I mean, I know I can do it. It's just...
Sure. It's
still kind of, like, scary that I'm, like, leaping into this new... realm, this yeah. new thing, this, I mean, I've been kind of doing it my whole life, though. I've been throwing events since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Since I was a teenager, throwing birthday parties at McDonald's. I mean, like, I've been doing events my whole life, so, like, why not?
Exactly. It's a natural for you.
I just think that sometimes I lack the confidence.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And the, you know... It's not the drive or the ambition that I'm lacking. It's
definitely not.
It's the scare. It's like it scares me because it's what I'm going into something new.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no. like yeah. I'm just, you know, like how you get scared, like, am I going to fail? Is this going to be, you know, successful? Is this going to, you know what I'm saying?
All that negative talk that we do to ourselves.
I got
to
stop
so
that.
So detrimental.
I got to stop it.
We are capable and we know that. On a level, but that self-talk really interferes and stops a lot of people from moving forward.
And I don't want that to be the case.
No.
You know what I mean? So I have to, like, tell myself constantly, you can do this. You can do this. We've got this. Don't,
affirmations are so important to work with. Mine are... taken from Elizabeth Warren. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I persisted. And then Imagine Dragons, their lyrics, I do whatever it takes. And those are things that I repeat daily. I have other ones that I read daily, and that gets me going. If I have a depressing morning, if it's hard to get out of bed, I need something to get me out of bed. And so I have a lot of tools and things I do to accomplish that.
Sometimes having these disorders and these things wrong with you, you know, it's hard to convey that to a spouse or,
sure.
or a friend or somebody who doesn't have these things wrong with them.
Sure.
So it's like they don't know what's going on because they don't have it themselves.
Right.
And so it's hard sometimes to describe what's going on. I mean, there's some mornings I get up and I'm just, like, so drained and just have nothing, you know, I feel like I have nothing in me. And some days I'm having a great life and I still wake up depressed and I don't know why.
And that's the weird thing about depression. I have a great life and yet my depression still hits. But the heroine in Next Therapist, Please, she has anxiety, depression, and OCD, and by reading the book, it gives people who don't know what it's like to live with mental illness a sense of what it is.
Okay.
And that's really important in breaking down the stigma. And
right.
also, laughter is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Laughter brings people together. It helps with the pain, and it helps in dealing with the pain. And laughter it has health benefits all by itself.
I agree. I think that because I was the nerdy kid who got picked on all the time, and because I, you know, I was the kid that everyone cheated off their paper, and you know what I mean, and had them do their homework for them, and you know, stuff like that, and just like mental disorders and growing up in an abusive home and just like all the different things that I've been through over the years is just kind of like, damn, I'm still here.
You're a survivor.
I made it.
Yeah.
And but it's also just it's also scary because like you start thinking, oh, shit. You know, now it's time to grow up. Now it's time to like now it's time to be who you were meant to be.
Well, I feel that's what's happening in my life right now. I passed 60, and I feel now my life is just starting to come together. It's taken all of these years through different medications and different therapy and a lifelong of pain and emotional and physical. But now I feel like I'm blossoming. Because I do have a great therapist, because I am on the right medications, and because I work really hard, I'm motivated, and I want to fight this. I don't want to live a life in bed.
I completely agree with you on that.
You want to enjoy life.
Life is beautiful. I'm looking out the windows here at the studio, and I have not seen a more beautiful day in
this
a long time.
Yes, nice.
No, I know how we talked earlier before the broadcast started about how we come from generations of mental illness.
Yes, we do. It runs in my family on one side that I know of for sure.
Okay.
Possibly the other side, but there has been suicides.
My dad's
cousin went through electroshock therapy in the old days.
That's crazy.
It's hard. And my son is bipolar with high-functioning Asperger's, so it's carried on in our family.
Right.
And it's important for people to know their family history because you want to get on this as young as possible.
Okay.
I don't know. I just look at like the time period that my mother grew up, and then I think, well, maybe my Nana had the mental illness too, like her mother. I never really saw it in her as much, but maybe because she mellowed out when she got older, and maybe I just didn't see that aspect of her.
Uh-huh, probably.
Like, I don't know why my mother was so neurotic and stuff, you know? But I just saw so much growing up. And I know, it's both sides of my family.
Unfortunately,
I got a double whammy. I mean, my dad is cool. My dad's fine.
Uh-huh.
Like, him himself, I didn't get any... Like, he's fine. I never saw any insanity in my father. I never saw any issues.
Stable.
Yes, my father's very stable. I never saw that. But I had a cousin, and if you're listening, Wendy, my older sister got hunted through the woods of Maine by one of my cousins, first cousins, actually, with a shotgun. So, yeah. Sometimes I thought like I was just dreaming that whole thing.
Because it is.
But then, like, I asked my sister about it, and she goes, no, that really did happen. I was like, holy shit. Okay. I wasn't just imagining that sort of thing, you know? It's just crazy. And then, you know, my mom was nutty, but she never got help.
Uh-huh.
And like you were saying about how you need to be informed and know your family history and know what's going on.
I agree. If you feel any struggle... Don't be silent, like I was. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
Do not be ashamed. It's time to break the stigma of mental illness. It's time for us to be able to talk about it openly so that we can help people starting at a younger age.
Amen.
Get the therapy going. If medication later in life is necessary or even at a young age. My son at 9 needed medication because he was violent at the time.
Yeah, my son was 5. We had to put him on medication.
Yeah,
I had him at a psychiatrist at a year and a half old because he was violent at that age.
Wow.
He was only a year and a half. He was already violent, like severely violent.
And I don't think people understand that mental illness does begin that early.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand that, I had him in a psychiatrist. They wouldn't put him on a medication until he was 5. But they were trying to treat him for ADHD and stuff when he's really bipolar.
Uh-huh.
And so they're giving him stuff that's like, it's speed. They're giving your kid legal speed. Literally. Amphetamines.
Oh, wow.
I had him, and they'll make you do 3 stimulant-based drugs before they will allow you to do a non-stimulant-based drug. Because I did 3 stimulant-based. He had like dexedrine, Ritalin, and Adderall. And then when those didn't work and he lost a bunch of weight, they went and put him on Strattera, which is a non-stimulant-based. But still, he's not ADHD.
Right.
So they're treating him for something that's not even... Yeah. So...
Until you get properly diagnosed.
And they said, we can't diagnose him with bipolar till they were 13, you know. But then somebody else, some other doctor tells me, I diagnosed a child of 8. Like, really?
Maybe they bipolar need to get this stuff together.
Well, puberty is what kicks off a lot of it. Yeah, oh. It'll be like the
so mental, they can't tell on it'll on
be fully right, the mental right, disorders right. could be there at a young age, but, they can't but really not fully blossom and hit
right
like fully on until they're like
16, 17,
11,
maybe?
12, 13, as soon as they hit puberty.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever age that may be at.
It triggers it.
Like, that's when my got triggered. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had little crazy moments, my mother and my sister would say. Like, I had little nutty stuff I would do. Had my little OCD things. I kind of had a little bit of a temper. I did some messed up stuff, apparently, according to my older sister.
Please call it to give details.
Yes.
Be at your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then my mother, her brother, just a bunch of nutty people. A bunch of nutty people. I'm just glad I lived through it. And my cousin didn't hunt me through the woods with a shotgun. I'm just happy. I was 5.
Thank God it wasn't a chainsaw. I think I was like five.
And my sister came in screaming, going, she's crazy, lock the door, hide. I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what that. I'm 5. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Scary.
Yeah. Nutty stuff. I don't know. So what kind of crazy, like, have you ever had any, like, really crazy moments in your family that, like, stick out to you? Either crazy moments that you personally had yourself or another family member?
I went through a period. I mean, this was crazy. I went through a period when my kids were in elementary school.
Okay.
And that's when my depression was the darkest and the deepest. Oh. And I would not get dressed. I'd drive them to school in my pajamas, come back home, get back into bed, set my alarm, pick them up when I had to. They would come home. I'd give them a snack. I'd go to sleep on the couch. It was hard. And it went on for years.
That sounds like my mom.
And that was pre-medication. And that sounds like my mom,
minus the violence.
Yeah, I was not violent.
Ooh. Minus the anger and violence, like, she would beat the crap out of us. She'd beat the crap out of my dad.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, she was just, like, very angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That is so hard to deal with. Our son, when he was 9, used to go after... He was violent. He used to go after us with knives.
Damn.
I'm trying to manage my mental illness.
And deal with that.
He had oppositional defiance disorder.
Oh, my son has that.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah. That's why I told you. He was a year and a half old. Yeah. I had him in a psychiatrist's office.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to do with this kid? He's a year and a half. He can't even talk yet. I'm just saying, observe him. Have him sit in a corner and observe him. Piss him off. Poke his buttons.
And see what happens.
See what happens. Nutty. Nutty. I'm serious. Yeah. Now my daughter, she's 15. So now she's going through it. She's talked about some crazy stuff. Like, she was 9. She was obsessed with one of my friends. Like, because her dad and I weren't together. And I think because she wasn't getting enough attention from her father. And so she became a little obsessed. And she's probably going to kill me for talking about this on the air right now. But what you don't see won't hurt you. She's probably not even paying attention or watching the damn program right now, so whatever. But we had to recently get her prescribed on medication.
Uh-huh.
And her father doesn't know what to do because he has no mental illness of his own. So he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So I can't be there to properly... they live in Maine. So I can't be there to properly manage what's going on.
Right.
I can't take her to a psych because I have all the knowledge, and he doesn't. He dealt with me maybe for the few years we were together and whatever, but he doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you fully like help her if you don't understand what's going on yourself?
You can't.
So she's 15 and she's like out in the wind, and like she's on 10 milligrams once a day before bedtime on Riddle. What's it called? Prozac.
Oh, Prozac.
They have her on Prozac. Yeah. And that kind of worried me because I've heard so many like horror stories about Prozac. And she's saying, I hope this stuff finally kicks in because I'm not feeling a damn thing yet. And she's been on it maybe like 3 weeks or so.
Yeah,
sometimes it takes a month or so. That's why I told her. So you can give it at least a month or so.
Yeah. It's a long process to try and figure out what medications work and, if you need more than one. It's just a long process.
Being a guinea pig is not fun.
No.
Please, psychiatrists, find out what the hell's going on.
It looks like they do that for everyone.
Put us on some shit. Yeah, they tend to, like, it's whatever drug is being pushed at the time.
It seems that way.
A lot of it's the pharmaceutical companies. Whatever drug it is, like Rexulti or what's that, Boost Bar. And there's all these different ones that are on TV that you see the...
Cymbalta.
You see commercials for this stuff constantly.
I think I heard that before, Cymbalta.
Rexulti is the new one that they're pushing on the TV right now.
Okay.
It's a woman, and you'll see her with a little... She's holding up a sign. It's a picture of a face.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And on one side it has a smiley face, and on the other side it has a frowny face.
I think I've seen that today.
And she goes like this, and she's holding up a thing, you know, and she talks about bipolar depression. She talks about depression and things like that, and how Rexulti can help you. But it's in addition to the antidepressant you're already on. So what the fuck is the good of the damn depression medication I'm on if I got to take another medication to go with it?
Exactly.
Because I don't have it right yet.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just nutty. I mean, I'm on a cocktail of like, well, I'm on 3 meds. You're on more.
Yeah, I'm on 4 or 5. But I'm
you're
changing.
Crossing between two, right?
My anxiety medication is being changed. So while I'm ramping up on one medication to a certain point, and then I'm going to ramp down on the other one and hope I have better results. So when I'm on, long-term use can cause amnesia, which I am experiencing.
Damn.
That's no fun.
No.
Oh, my
gosh.
I hope
you had somebody drive you here. Forget where you're going.
Yeah, I was ready.
Where's my car?
I don't know how to drive a car. Why am I sitting behind the wheel of this thing?
I was driving long distance is not my fave, but I was writing a check a couple of weeks ago, and I got to a certain point, and my mind went blank. I couldn't remember how to fill it out. But there was no information in my brain to help trigger. I actually had to look up a photocopy of a check to remember how to write it out. And I thought, well, this is strange.
Dang.
And I had some other issues.
That's crazy.
So I talked to my therapist and psychiatrist, and sure enough, that's one of the long-term symptoms.
So now you have... you have depression.
Depression.
Anxiety.
Anxiety. And OCD. Now, that's a fun one. I do weird things with my OCD.
I was
going
to ask you, what does your OCD look like? I'm used to, you know, like you see Jack Nicholson
nothing like that.
Okay, what does yours look like?
Mine currently is I have locks on cabinets in my kitchen.
Hmm.
In case of an earthquake, I don't want all of my dishes flying out. I have to physically check them each night before I go to bed. And if I get into bed without checking them, I have to get out of bed and check them. And sometimes I forget. Now, hotels are... I know, isn't that weird?
No. Some of this sounds like me. That's why I'm laughing.
It's common, and we should laugh about it.
Little things like I'll lock the door to my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll have to go back and check it to make sure that I really locked it, even though I just did it.
Right.
I'm like, I know I just put my keys in my pocket, but I have to reach for them and feel that for them like
four
times.
Oh, I do that stuff all the time.
No, it's constant. It's a thing. It's constant. Like
you're compelled to check.
Yeah, like
over
I have
and
to,
again.
And I have to, or else I can't stop.
Right.
My brain won't shut off and lets me do it.
Put me in a hotel room. If it's less than 4 stars, I can't. In a 4-star hotel, I still cannot touch the ground with my bare feet. I have to have socks on or something. I can't touch a blanket.
It's like germaphobe type stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of ish? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I just get really... it's challenging and expensive.
right. The 4-star hotels.
Four star or higher.
Yeah, sorry, honey.
He's work overtime.
It's going to be worth it, though, when the book really takes off and so the other two also.
Exactly.
Yes. Our one of my other co-hosts is here.
Silent Giggles
is in the house.
What does that mean?
Silent Giggles is in the house. T-Dog Aruni, a.k.a. Blesbian, a.k.a. What else? What else? I know I had another name for you. I don't have T-Dog. T-Dog Aruni. I got a bunch of names. Blesbian. What's the one? What did I call them at my wedding?
I don't remember.
I try to remember.
And I was there.
What did I call? I'm trying to remember what I called.
Sister from another mister?
No, no. Our two. We had two of our friends walk down the aisle with us. Her and this other chick that we know, and they're both lesbians. So we just laugh about it. We're like, "That's my my lesbians, my two." I don't remember. It was just funny.
Was she a bridezilla?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, she wasn't.
No, oh, God, good. No. Please. I've already done it twice before this, so I should have already
Thank you, ex-husbands, for getting all that out of her.
Yes, yeah. No, actually, I wasn't even a bridezilla the first two times around.
Oh.
I was just like, okay, you know, I'm going to wear this and, you know, wear what you want to wear and we'll, you know, I planned stuff out and I said, you know, hey, does this work or does this not work? And I just, you know, asked them what their opinions were on stuff and that was about it. It wasn't. I've just never been that type of person. I'm not all bajiggity like that. Even when I plan an event or a concert or something, I don't get all, you know what I mean? There's just no point in it.
You're right. It's wasted
life. Exactly. Life is too short. And right. Who has time for all that extra?
Yeah.
You know what
we
I mean?
We don't.
All the extra. You know, you can grab
I might do.
Microphone.
I just don't want
is
to
there,
deal
is
with
Is her
you.
Mic on the floor?
Yeah.
Grab your mic and put it up there.
And her headphones.
Oh, your headphones are on the floor, too?
Stick your headphones in.
Bad Ronan. I'm just kidding. I love you, Ronan. we're good.
We got, plug
we
one.
Got this.
Plug two.
We got this. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, plug it. Yeah, there we go. There we go. There you go. You're good.
Say what up, T.
Again. Can we hear you?
Hello.
Okay. I can hear her. Okay, cool. We are here again today on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio with author Lori Finkelstein.
Right.
Actually, four-time award-winning author Lori Finkelstein.
Wow.
And Claude, in fact, is tomorrow night number 5?
No, tomorrow is number 4.
Tomorrow's the 4th.
Four.
So tomorrow night at the Sportsman's Lodge, they will be having an event, you know, hosting to honor awards to different authors.
Yes, this is the Book Publicists of Southern California.
Okay, cool.
Founded by Irwin Zucker.
Ooh,
it is
I know
the
that name.
Irwin Award. Very excited. And
nice.
I won Romantic Comedy of the Year.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you. So anybody can go. It's at the Sportsman's Lodge in where is this?
It's in it's North
Studio
Holly.
City?
Well, Studio City.
Studio City.
It is yes. It's in Studio City.
Okay. Well, I will be there.
Yes.
With oh, a right.
It's a very
dress
nice
on
area
and
nice.
Big smile.
Well, hopefully we can make it down there for that because I would like to, you know, help you honor, you know, them to honor you.
And, yes,
you
know,
that's
some
nice.
Pictures of
you
I would
and
love
your,
to have
and your,
you there. We will make sure you
get some
are there.
Pictures in your sexy dress, as you call it.
Oh, it's yeah.
So we're gonna get some pictures of her in her dress.
All right,
with her award going like this. See,
I heard there's gonna be a red carpet, so I'm going sexy.
Ooh,
nice.
Well,
that means I can't wear jeans and a t-shirt then. All right. I guess you twisted my arm. I'll have to wear something really fancy.
Jenny,
I guess I ironed my good shirt, baby.
I'm wearing Michael Kors today, god damn it. Come on now.
Wow.
This is expensive shit. It didn't cost me a penny, but it's still expensive shit. Thank you, Union Rescue Mission. In downtown Los Angeles.
Thank you, Michael Kors.
No, thank you more so to Mimi Lewis.
Hi, the Memester.
Shout out to Memester, because she's the one who got me this shirt.
All right. And we've seen her today.
Thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Mimi. Next week, maybe I'll wear my hippie shirt that Addie gave me.
Oh.
I got a really pretty, like, it's like weird day
tie-dye.
Hippie type shirt with the same
like
type of
that.
Material. It's
oh,
real,
yeah.
Like, real pretty.
Fun.
Flows, flowy. Yeah, it's real
get
nice.
You a little flower in your hair and
something.
Cool.
I'm not blonde anymore, but maybe it'll look good.
That's
I need to
color.
Do. I need to do my hair. I want it to, like, blood red. I'm doing it blood red. It didn't come out perfect the right time. It is what it is. We got to hear from a couple people real quick, and then we'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC.
With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
November 10th,
Stinky Fest,
all day, all night,
Stinky Fest,
in the high desert of Southern California,
12 of the best punk and metal bands,
on one big outdoor stage, all ages,
free camping,
get your tickets now at StinkyFest.com,
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
BooksThatMakeYou.com. Go check out Desiree Duffy and BooksThatMakeYou.com from Black Chateau Enterprises. And if you are an aspiring author and you need help getting PR or any kind of exposure, hit up Desiree Duffy at Black Chateau. You'll find them as Black Chateau on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They're called Black Chateau Enterprises. So go check her out, and she can help you get the word out about your book. Just like we have today with us, one of her clients, Lori Finkelstein.
Right.
Award-winning.
Hello.
Four-time award-winning author.
Love you, Desiree.
Yeah.
Yes, so thank you.
Desiree. Let's see. One other thing before we go back into it. Go see... let's see, Thursday, October 18th, go see Soul Rising at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, California, at Hollywood Highland. And they are having a industry showcase. It's a free industry showcase. So doesn't cost you nothing. Go down there and see it. Again, it's Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Hollywood and Highland train station there. And it's Soul Rising, an amazing pop rock band, very upbeat. They're just really, their songs make you cry. I mean, in a good way, like very uplifting, upbeat, very good stuff. Incredible singers. And, you know, thanks to Michael McBay from Soul Rising, you can go and see their free industry showcase, like I said, on Thursday, October 18th. At the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. So go check that out. Soul Rising. Also check out Soul Rising. SOULRISING. Soul Rising. Good stuff.
Right.
Good stuff. I think I got out all our shout outs.
She's they're a very good group. Go listen to some good music.
Yes, great music.
Yes.
You know. And maybe someday you'll have music to your books. We have an author who does that. Like, we have an author. I have a favorite author, Sasha George. Another famous award winning author. She's done that recently with one of her books series.
I know a lot.
Yeah, you put music with it.
Right, like a playlist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was really interesting.
I'd like to see that on an audio. Do they do that on audio books?
I think so. Or she's got like a CD that goes with the book when you buy it, something like that. It's interesting. Yeah. I like that kind of different concepts. Something different. Got to keep it new. Got to keep it, you know, up to date. Don't want to get stagnant.
But it's good to be different, you know. Somebody
always
come up with an original idea like that.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Right.
So you got an award tomorrow night.
I do. Very excited.
And damn it. We got like 6 minutes left. Okay.
Really?
This broadcast goes by so fast because we always have such a great time with our guests that it just
very
goes by quick.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Can you tell tell all the readers, or well, the viewers in this case, readers and or viewers, what a little bit more about what your book is about.
Okay. Well, Next Therapist Please follows the life of Janie Weiss. She has anxiety, depression, and OCD. And through a series of therapists, six to be exact, and a reunion with an ex-therapist, Janie looks back at all of her therapists while she journeys ahead looking for what successful living is for her and ultimately love. Because it is romantic comedy, it needs a happy ending.
I like that.
Right.
And Janie does. You learn all about what it's like to live with anxiety, depression, OCD. My favorite review came from a reader who has high anxiety, and she said this was the first character that she related to, and she no longer felt alone.
That's wonderful.
And that's really the point of my book. I want people that feel or have a mental illness feel less alone, and I want people that don't know what it's like to live with a mental illness have that experience and maybe develop empathy where none had existed before, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
So we follow Janie through her family trip. You know, when she's married, she's got children, her children grow up, they go on family trips, it's got special needs child. Then she's on her own through a great tragedy, and she learns to live with her illnesses in a productive way.
Okay.
Oh.
And is this part of a series?
No, or it's not.
Is this a standalone?
It's a standalone.
Okay.
There's a possibility in the future that I may, I will continue the storyline.
Okay.
In the future. But I have two books. I have one coming out February 2019.
Okay.
And
what's the name of that one?
That one is called, it's a nonfiction adult humor.
Okay.
It's called HOOT, which is an acronym for a higher order of thinking.
Yeah. I liked this subject of this book when I read it. When Desiree told me about the second book, we got to have her back on the show in February or around the beginning of the year so we can plug that one.
It's a senior's experience with medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I like the subject of that one. When Desiree told me that, I was like, yes.
And more importantly, it's what every marijuana virgin should know before they light up.
Gotcha.
And it's
puff, puff, give.
Puff, puff.
We'll be puff, puffing after this episode.
Well, I puff, puff before.
Damn, we didn't have a chance. We did this morning.
We was running.
We did this morning, but we were kind of lapsed running on time at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Because our baby boy bought a car.
Our child bought a car.
Wow.
Hemmed up my day.
Wow.
But this is what I'm saying, like, with the mental disorders, about, like, impulsivity and compulsivity.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean? They don't understand about how we have impulse control. We're very impulsive, compulsive people, and we do things without thinking sometimes. And sometimes even how much medication you take, it doesn't solve all the problems.
It does not.
I still have anxiety attacks. I still have issues even with the medication I'm on.
Yeah, me too.
And so I understand, you know, and my kid's not on any medication. So he makes very bad decisions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because he's in a hurry to solve the problem and he doesn't want to think it through. So he just jumps on whatever. And
that
he doesn't
lack
always
of
think
impulse
it through.
Control
yeah,
is very difficult.
Very, very much so. I mean, his father was a compulsive gambler. That's why his name is Chance. I'm not shitting you. I'm not joking either when I say that. My son's name is Chance because we made a deal that he would get to name it if it was a boy and I'd get to name it if it was a girl, and obviously it's a boy. So he said he wanted his name to be Chance.
I love that.
And it's spelled with an S, Chance.
That is so cool.
So I just thought that was funny. See, because so his father had a lot of mental issues, too.
And a sense
so he's
of
got
humor.
Both. Yeah, well, thank God. right? thing. Well, he actually had no sense of humor, so I don't understand where that came from. I don't understand where, even where it came from.
It happened once.
I laughed about it. Good. I laughed about it. I don't know if he was thinking clearly. He said Chance because he thought it was an awesome name for a romantic character in a Harlequin romance novel.
What the?
That was his reasoning for it. I laughed my ass off because I made the correlation of compulsive gambler and Chance. He wanted his middle name to be Lucky, and I said, fuck no. That is not happening. That is not happening. Yeah, we go to TV, AM, FM. You will not be hearing the word shit or fuck anymore. Those are out the door.
Too bad.
Asshole. I'm just kidding. I'm saying it all now while I can.
Get it all anyway, out. Anyway, before and after the show.
All right. So we have been here today with the amazing four-time award-winning author, Lori Finkelstein.
Yes. Thank you.
And I can't wait till I have a longer show. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Until we can afford to have 2 hours at LA Talk Radio.
Right.
Or a three-hour show at LA Talk Radio or something. So that way we can be able to showcase people a little bit longer.
Show your book again. Show your book.
Yeah, show the book.
We're on Facebook Live.
It's an award-winning book cover, too.
Yes. Right. I like the book cover. I think it's awesome. Even her book cover won an award.
There's an award back there.
Yes. Oh, wow. This woman is on fire.
This woman's on fire. Reader's favorite.
Five stars. Because she only likes things that are four stars and above.
Five and above. That's right. That's how I cope.
We want to thank you so much today, Lori, for being on our show with us. And I can't believe 50 minutes just flew by that fast.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
This was an amazing interview. And we look forward to having you back in the future for your other books. And congratulations on the award.
Yes.
Congratulations on your next book getting published.
Thank you.
Just thank you for being on the show and for being a great guest.
Yes. Giving us your valuable time for us humble radio hosts.
Well, I feel the same about you. I appreciate being here very much.
Well, we are at the end yet again for another episode of James World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. But we have things coming up. Next week, we will have Greg Gendron, a.k.a. El Sancho.
All right.
From the awesome band Sticky Doll. He is the reason we're playing the Sticky Fest commercial. So he's going to have Sticky Fest in 29 Palms at the Palms Restaurant. So go check it out. It's a big punk rock metal festival. So it's going to be incredible. Shout out to my band that I manage, Satanic Johnny.
Yeah.
They are going to
be
in. Yes, I'm an ogre and Dave the Bastard. They are going to be at Sticky Fest November 10th, Saturday, November 10th. Go check it out up in the 29 Palms at the Palms Restaurant. It's going to be an amazing time. Free camping.
By Palm Springs.
Free camping. Go check it out. Again, shout out to Sticky Fest, Sticky Doll, all that. Go get your tickets at stickyfest.com. And we will be back next week, like I said, with a great guest. We have all kinds of stuff coming up. We got Greg Gendron. Next week, the 24th, we got Hello Human. The 31st, we got Dope Out from France.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
France. I got a guest from Paris,
France. We seen
him
last night.
But they're going to be in the studio with us, all the way from Paris, France. Nice. And then Resonate from Boston will be on that day. And then October 24th and the 31st. October 24th will be our first concert. Come check us out. Come get your tickets on Eventbrite through Get Real Global Entertainment. The first show will be at Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood on October 24th. Show starts at about 8:30. Doors open about 7:38. And then the 31st, we're going to have a Halloween costume party concert at the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. So that's at 3rd and Main in DTLA. Come on down. If you're in the area, get your tickets again at Eventbrite. That's our Halloween costume party. We got a bunch of concerts coming up. I got October 8th and the 29th at the Universal Bar and Grill. And the 3rd, November 3rd at the Airliner Club in Lincoln Heights, which is next to DTLA. And then we have November 15th at the Five Star Bar. So if you're a band and you want to be in one of our concerts, hit us up. Text me at 818-406-1742. That's 818-406-1742. Any genre, pretty much. We're booking for for all different types of shows. So hit us up. We'd love to hear from you, or send me an email at getrealglobalent, like ENT, like, you know, entertainment, at gmail.com. See ya. Peace out. We'll be back next week.
Thank you, Ms. Lloyd.
Thank you for watching. Bye.
Gotta go, y'all. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.